hearing so many things, so many questions will come to us. And we'll be very careful how to express them. When and when not, or and how far. Well, once I was asking Guru Maharaj, factoring the many things I'd heard, said, so where are the most superior devotees of Mahaprabhu? If these deep pastimes are taking place in Puri, is Puri superior to Navadvip? Or how shall we think? And Guru Maharaj said, stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu say, Navadvip is superior. Even though these pastimes are taking place there, and that's behind closed doors, Ramananda Srupt in the Gangbir, Mahaprabhu Srupt Damodar Ramananda. But he presented it this way, by quoting the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying, it's a parallel. Navadvip, we're telling Gupta Govardhan, it's Gupta Vrindavan. Puri is Dwaraka. So he's there in Rajvesh in Kurukshetra, the dress of a king. And Puri, Maharaj Vesh, the dress of a sannyasi. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in that famous event where Mahaprabhu returns after 5 years to his hometown after taking sannyas, and when the Ganges is flooded with human heads and no one can drown, and the twigs on trees are supporting human bodies, devas are descending into the world, sado pasya sriman dritta manujakaye pranayitam bahadbi girvane girisha parameshra prabhrittibi sabhaktevya sudham nijabhajanam mudram upadishan satchaitanna kime punarapi dushor yashyatipadam. The gods are descending in human forms to have a glimpse of the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Krishna is already inconceivably beautiful, right? He's Krishna, reality of the beautiful. Can you improve on that? Can he become more beautiful? He said the sarvad bhuta chamatkara, 64 qualities. What if you add 25 qualities to the 64? Radha Bhava Dyuti. What if you envelop Krishna in the heart and halo of Radharani? How inconceivably beautiful Mahaprabhu is. This divine combination of Radha and Krishna combined as one. Only that could be, relatively speaking, more beautiful than Krishna. We can't say or anything. Radha and Krishna, separate, how inconceivably beautiful they are, but what if they combine? We can't even conceive that. That's Mahaprabhu. Raso dama kamar buddha madura madurojvala tanur jatinam utankshus tarani koti vidyoti basana hiranyanam lakshmi varana biva vakan angika rucha. What does Rupa Goswami say? 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. That's what Hiranyana, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha. Raso Udama. Raso Utama. Full-blown cupids in their full-blown cupidity. 10 million of them together. This is taking us in direction of the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Hiranyanam Lakshmi, and this gold, inconceivably beautiful golden color that shames gold. Gold will feel ashamed to see the beauty of this type of gold. And what does Guru Maharaj say? Koti kami murchi tangri rupa rasa rangaram. 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. So that Mahaprabhu, he is there in Bidyanagar, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in those pastimes. that his song indicates that he's in those pastimes. And he sees Mahaprabhu on the veranda, on the balcony, and he's from his heart, he's saying, when will Nimai Pandit give up the robes of renunciation and join us again in Navadvip? Like Radharani saying, when will Krishna give up this royal dress of a king and come back on the banks of the Jamuna and play with us again as he did before? That's the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the stalwart devotees of Navadvip. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, they are in the highest position. Their parallel is to that of the Brajagopis and Radharani, how they see Krishna. But of course, the height of separation, it reaches its zenith in Kurukshetra. After 100 years of separation, if they can't tolerate the blink of an eye, how can they tolerate 100 years? So it reaches its zenith there. And what does Guru Maharaj say? His sutra, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. That's the important point. Service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. Where is the greatest necessity of service from her serving group? In Kurukshetra, after that 100 years of separation. So Mahaprabhu has two pastimes that he is riveted to. The Kurukshetra, and what's his parallel? Ratayatra. The Ratayatra celebration in Puri is an extension of that moment. Anyara Hridoyaman, Vrindavan, Moraman. Radharani says, for most people, their mind and heart are the same. My heart and Vrindavan are the same. And you can take Vrindavan is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. So Ratiyatra and Puri is that Kurukshetra 100 years separation point. It's the zenith. And what is the other? Uddhava Darshan, when they're suffering in separation from Krishna and Krishna sends Uddhava and Radharani's divine madness to the Brahmar, the bumblebee, taken to be Krishna in disguise, attempting to see what sort of divine bhav emotions she will express. So Krishna, who knows everything about enjoyment, descends as Mahaprabhu, does his public service of Nam Sankirtan to the people, then privately, behind closed doors, not publicly, behind closed doors, what is expressed at the Ratiyatra is all enigmatic, mysterious. What he's singing, not everyone can see. Swarup Damodar can see. We're told at one point, Nityananda Prabhu, when he's dancing in divine madness, Advaita Charja, Nityananda Prabhu turns and he sees Mahaprabhu dancing before Jagannath, and Mahaprabhu has become Radharani. He doesn't see Mahaprabhu, he sees Radharani dancing before Jagannath. And he turns away not to disturb. If Mahaprabhu will see Nityananda Prabhu, he'll bring back another self. So he allows him to be, that's why he's descended. Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. He wants to reveal to the world Krishna consciousness is Radharani's consciousness. That's what Krishna consciousness is. That's why he descended in the world. To give extensions of her consciousness to others. And it's called Krishna consciousness. She is Krishna consciousness personified. And to an extreme, a degree, we cannot conceive. So Nityananda Prabhu, seeing that Mahaprabhu's turned into Radharani, looking away to allow. How when you said that heart and halo, the golden radiance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it says, you know, Hiranyanam, Jatinam Uttangshas Tarani Koti Vidyoti Vasana. His sannyas vesh is glowing. His cloth is glowing gold. So it's like pink gold because of all the radiance from the heart being enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani. The halo radiance is turning his sannyas vesh like a golden saffron color, radiating outwards. But behind closed doors with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda